We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
My favorite kind of OPPs are the ones that I can already tell there's not going to be a solution for.
Oh, okay.
And this feels like one of them.
Oh, no.
I think she moved too quickly in a relationship.
Oh.
And when that bell rings.
You can't back it down. Okay.
Maybe you can. Maureen?
Yay! That was harsh to hear what you said.
Sorry! You are, like, T-Hack just told us what, like, the headline from your problem, and it scares us already, but why don't you tell us all the story?
I will tell you my sad story. Okay, so, I was madly in love with my boyfriend. Was/is, I don't know.
Oh.
We've been dating for just about 4 months now, so it's still pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I have to say, it happened kind of fast. So we were spending a lot of time together pretty much every single day. And we never got bored of each other. It just always was fun and exciting. And we traveled together. And we never had any fights. I mean, like, a little disagreement about what channel to watch or whatever. But, like, no fights, right?
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it just seemed so perfect. Maybe it was too perfect. You tell me. I don't know. I would really look forward to seeing him, like, because usually we would make plans ahead, and I just, like, all day at work, I would be so excited. And then we just figured, like, why not move in together, because we spend so much time together.
Oh,
and
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, no. So that was a bad move because it was too new? I don't know, but we did. Like, this is in the past. Like, it happened. So we lived together. And, I mean, I didn't think it would be a big deal. It would just be like I get to wake up next to this guy I'm crazy about every day. And I got to say, like, pretty much the moment I brought my stuff to his place, because I moved to his place, like, something happened. And, I mean, I kind of feel, like, numb about him and the whole situation.
Oh, Jesus, not, that's a huge word. Are you sure you want to use that word? Like, numb?
I mean, well, it feels like the right word, but I don't know. Am I just, like, freaking out? I feel like I could just be me having, like, I don't have anxiety attacks, so I don't know what that's like, but I feel like it might be my version of one, because it just... It just moved kind of fast, and, like, am I just freaking out a little? But I find myself, and I feel terrible about this, because literally the week before I moved in, that entire week, everything was amazing, and I was madly in love, and then now I'm just kind of riding on faith. I'm like, I must still love him, because I was so in love with him.
Yep, dang it. No.
I've never seen
less.
Yeah.
The honeymoon period doesn't usually just turn off.
Like,
that's
like a light switch.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
That
it didn't kind of do that slow trickle.
Fizzle,
like,
out.
Yeah.
Bam.
It's just like, boop, we live together. Why am I here? I'm numb. That's
Dang.
Numb is like 20 years into a relationship is like when you hear that word.
So I don't know what to do. I feel like I've been kind of phoning everything in, because I'm just figuring I'm probably just freaked out.
Do you think he's maybe going through the same thing? You know, guys usually got to go through this more
for
than maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
where it's like, oh my God, she's here all, because like you're like, I want her here all the time because then I have access yes. all the time, but then gosh. She's there all the time and you're like, oh my God, like she's here all the time, like I don't have any
buffer, any
any like to do any of your personal business. She's just there. You turn around, it's like, yuck, oh my God, it's not, and it's, we don't, it's. It's not that we don't love you. Well,
girls need the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Now everything's real, Maureen. Like Slacker said, the shine is off of it. You're both are brushing your teeth, watching each other pop. It's all gritty. It's all just that everyday. Yeah.
A little too real, too fast.
You guys went from fantasy land into reality, like, boom.
In 4 months.
I know.
It's fast, yeah.
So you're asking how to get, you still like the guy, love the guy. You still like what
you
had.
I think I do. I can't imagine that I don't really underneath, but I don't know. What should I do?
We can't,
now.
I don't think you can move out. Like, I say this every time, and it's just, it's such a funny dichotomy to me, and it doesn't totally apply to you, but like, men, when we're ready to marry you and spend the rest of our lives with you, we will get down, we will spend 3 months finding the right ring, we'll do everything, we'll plan a thing, we'll get down on one knee, and if you say anything other than yes, we want you to die in a fire and we'll never talk to you again.
The switch will flip that hard.
100%. Like, I'm ready to spend forever with you or never see you again. It's literally, and it's
one
so
or
stupid.
The other.
It is, because it's like, if I'm going to put my heart out there, and you don't immediately jump, even if you go like, can I think? It's like, nope.
It's open, forget
bye.
It. Yeah.
So I'm afraid if, and I'm not saying this is as extreme, but like, you moved in with me. If you're thinking that you want to go back to an apartment, bye.
That
over
is
me.
True. Oh, it's, you don't love me.
It's worse than over. It's like a nuclear bomb or something.
But if he's a rational human, unlike me, he could go like, you're right, this was fast.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stupid fast.
Wow. Right.
And you couldn't, no amount of money would get Steve to move in with somebody ever. But even like 4 months is like,
is lickety split. That's just way.
That's even fast for me. And I'm Johnny long term.
Like, you guys ruined, you ruined that shine, the glow on the relationship. Yeah. By making,
Can we shine it back up? Or is it?
I don't know.
I know, right?
But as of right now, what is your heart? You don't want to break up, or you? Are you thinking?
I don't know what I want, and that sounds so stupid, and people say that, and I always think they're being ridiculous, because how can you not know? But I don't know what's real, because it felt so real before we lived together, and now I'm really confused, so I don't know. I mean, my old roommate, like, there's a living room with a fold-out couch, and she said that her new roommate would be okay if I, like, spent a weekend or two there sometime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, let's we're gonna put you on hold and talk behind your back because it's easier. So hang on right there.
This is uncharted territory for me. I have no idea.
I don't know how you unring the bell. But
and,
I mean,
and pretend what we just did didn't happen. Let's go back to that over there.
Right.
And
I mean, I would be butthurt, but maybe most guys wouldn't. Maybe most guys would be like, it's okay. You're right. We moved in too fast. Let's keep saying, no, it's going to fit. Like, once you do that, you're just like, you flushed it. Now it's just swirling.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like, takes a while for it to all go down the drain. But
is this like a phase? Does she says she doesn't really know what she wants. Does she need to just like stick it out until it becomes a little more clear?
Ooh.
Because I feel like that's probably what I would do. I'd be like, well, I already invested and I moved. So like,
I'm here.
Let's just figure it out until I'm like, oh yeah, I'm done. Or like, actually.
But if I'm going to channel my inner Steve, like, and spreadsheet this bad boy, you've only got 4 months invested.
That's true.
It's a lot easier.
You're right.
If you invest, the longer you invest, the more you're going to stick with that.
No, you're,
it's like,
that's a good point. It's only 4 months.
Yes. Cut now before it's, but don't, I'm not saying, I think also not to bring in what's happening in the world.
It's true, though.
Nobody thinks straight.
No, it's a weird time to date someone and everything's accelerated and because you're bored. And so,
yeah, and when you move in, it's not like you move in and she goes to work and you go to work and you're still absence makes our girl fonder. Like, she's at work in one room on a Zoom call. You're at work on another room. And it's like, Jesus, I'm so sick of your face.
You guys are right. Because of this, COVID, it's changed the dynamic and dichotomy of everything.
All right. So
dang.
If anybody's been in the situation where you moved in and you want to move out or
save the relationship, but still stay.
Try to save it.
Yeah.
Is Maureen out of her head or is she thinking right? Can you help her with these cold feet she's feeling? 303-222-5423.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest. Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Maureen. Yeah. Really, we're just looking for a moving company.
Okay. Pretty much.
I don't
live with your life.
At this point.
She's been with a guy for like 4 months, and somewhere pretty quickly into it, they moved in together.
Like super fast. And now her feelings have kind of changed. She sees him differently. I mean, she's not as enamored.
She said numb.
Yeah, that's a bad word to use to describe your relationship.
Hugely, just like what? You should just be puppy dogs and rainbows and like blinking in every room and doing your.
Right. Yeah,
this sounds like her intuition is saying this isn't right.
So she has to undo. How do you unring the. Yeah.
But she's also saying, like, I was so in love with him before I moved in, so I must still be in love with him. Do women really do that? Do you convince yourself that, like, I have to stay because my other decision should have been right. That's what she's saying, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't. Okay, so if you want to try to help Maureen out in this situation, Thomas.
Yay!
What do you think?
I'm just going to say it right now. It may be ugly, but cut the cord and move on. It's like buyer's remorse of a car. You got 72 hours to trade it back in.
Wow. Okay.
And you're reading between the lines of her voice and thinking that's what she's saying. I mean, she didn't.
Hesitation is never a good thing. And with love, there's no hesitation.
Oh, dang.
But there can be a little. No, there can't.
If it's not a heck yes, it's a heck no, right? Isn't that the saying?
Exactly.
I've actually never heard that, but yeah, that's.
That's very well put.
Thank you, Thomas, for the brutal honesty.
Wow.
Beth?
Yay.
What do you think?
Hey, I'm just wondering, are they close, like, sexually and every other way? Are they close, has she said?
She didn't say.
Is everything else going good, or is everything just kind of blah, everything?
I don't know. I wish we had her back on the phone.
I know where you're going, Beth. That is the main crux of a relationship.
That
is relations.
Not the main.
So why get?
Oh, I mean,
hold on. Amber's over there while Steve's talking, like she's in a Baptist church going, testify.
I was just nodding.
No, you were nodding.
I was
like
just nodding, taking in his words, and then you caught me just nodding along. It looked like I was completely agreeing, but I know you're.
It's not the, but
it's very important.
It's not everything. It's not everything, but I've been in a situation before, and I stuck it out because I thought things might grow in a way that I wanted it to. I thought I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And I ended up spending 5 years.
Yes.
Mm. Oof.
Women do that all the time.
Together, and finally, I was just like, what am I doing? I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting his time. This is not fair for either one of
us. Better than that. Every woman is better than that, so, but you all do it.
We all do it.
I ended up doing it very nicely, but I just said, you know, we can't do this anymore, and we're not close sexually or romance or even anything, really.
Hey, Beth, would you stay in a long-term relationship if there was no relations at all? No. So that is the only reason why.
Well, of course not.
Yeah. So, okay, that just proves my point.
But we don't know about Maureen. What? We're okay. Couple more here. It's starting to take a turn. Whitney?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should definitely give it a chance because she fell in love with this guy and did have the feelings, and it is weird moving in, and I don't think it was too fast. You really need, when in a relationship, if you can live with someone, you know that relationship is going to last. I think the ultimate test to see if it's going to last is if you can live together. Wow. And living together is messy. You have to be vulnerable and awkward, and people are used to being isolated, but you need to learn to communicate and learn to, you know, work with each other and just find out if those are something that you want to work with.
But
or
Whitney,
not.
At what level of awkwardness is it time to call it?
Wow.
To go like, this is, I mean, I know it's not, it doesn't always just come together when you get in the same apartment, but if it's not starting to gel, like, when do you bounce?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like the last caller who's 5 years in and like, what the hell? I don't. Thank you for the call, by the way. Valerie.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay. So I think that, well, first of all, I haven't been in her exact situation, but I do think that there's a possibility she is setting her expectations too high. And maybe she expected it to be just like the dream relationship and glamorous and perfect, like moving in, kind of like the relationship has been going. And then when reality sets in and you realize that, you know, no relationship is perfect and living with somebody is hard, then maybe she's feeling a little let down by that.
That's a good point.
So you're saying to stay. Here's what's weird. I mean, the whole beginning of this was everybody like lift with your legs.
Yes, but now.
And now we're surrounded by.
Put the stuff back down.
Yes.
And give it another chance.
Thank you, Valerie. Lori.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should stick it out. I think after I had a similar situation, I moved in or I bought a house 5 months after seeing this guy, and him and his daughter moved in with me
and my children.
And I, at first it was so very overwhelming, and you just are so used to living on your own and doing your own thing. And now you have these other people in your home and you, it's overwhelming. And we stuck it out and now we're married. It's 12 years later and our children are grown and great. So I think she just needs to stick it out.
And you're happy?
I'm so happy.
Okay. Because you just said a lot of stuff about length of time. You hadn't mentioned any happiness in there. Thank you. So what's the... I'm inclined to tell her to stick it out, but I think you got to put a...
Okay. Like,
put a time limit on it.
Like 6 months. Like before you end up... Because we were taught, like women, you get it in your head. It's like, well, now I've got a year in, so I can't leave.
Yes.
So no, right up until like 1 year... Stay, but if it's not
after that, then bounce.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.